Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Jorge Cañellas, attorney, CPA, and business person. And we're talking about Party City and the franchise and how you started and you got to the five stores that you had to develop under the franchise agreement. Where are the five stores that you have, the Party City stores?
Well, the first one is in San Patricio.
We treated you well, right?
I have no complaints with the Gonzalez family.
Both at the beginning and in the midterm and right now, you have no complaints, right?
No, I don't have any major complaints.
Up to now, the people that we've dealt with in terms of, you know, lessees and all, people tend to speak quite well, and it happens. You know, I'm prejudiced because I have two brothers that are in the operations and one of them in the leasing, but the feedback has always been, you know, very good.
Well, actually, as you know, that store is not actually in the shopping center. It's
that's right. It's part of San Patricio Village, as we call San Patricio.
It's sort of like an office building. We took over the Gestetner office, and it was a challenge because, I mean, it's an office building, and we actually had to, you know, destroy all of the partitions. And when we saw that space, how big it was in the beginning, I said, oh my God.
Have to fill what all
exactly
this
are we getting into, you know, the commitment for all of this rent for X number of years and so on and so forth. You know, I have to say our knees buckle, you know, because I mean, here you are. I mean, you know, I was a CPA at an international firm. In reality, I was, you know, getting into something very risky. CPAs tend to be conservative. Yeah.
And this was your wife's first business. She had never had a business before.
Right, my wife's first business.
And your sister-in-law's
first business.
So and the franchise was relatively new. I mean, there were new people, which has the benefit that you have an opportunity to sort of grow with them and get them and have a personal relationship. It's not one of these huge entities. But it also creates a little bit of stress because They're starting out. They're not, you know. Was that a solid company financially, or were they kind of startups too? Entrepreneurs, startup.
You mean
people? The Party City, Baltimore was the headquarters.
No, they were in New Jersey.
Even though they was a startup, they were strong financial people.
They were doing pretty good, but they were startups.
Yeah, startups.
That solid to begin with, you know.
And the first payment of the first franchise fee, first lease payment,
when the date came up to make that prompt payment on the first franchise, we had to send in a check for $5,000 for the first store. I think the store was $15,000 or $20,000. I think it was $15,000.
But we had to send an installment.
We had to make like a deposit of $5,000. I still remember, you know, it was a Saturday.
Your hand shook.
I was home, you know. I was discussing this with my wife and my sister-in-law, who was in Baltimore at the time. You know, I remember preparing the check, signing the check, and then discussing, you know, where I should tear it apart or send it in.
Moment.
Luckily, I did send it in, and Party City today is much larger than really we expected it to be. You know, this is far more than just a hobby. It's a business with, you know, well over 100 employees, and you know, it's a retail business. So it opens 7 days a week.
Hours. Even though you're not a shopping mall, you have long hours.
Long hours, especially in times like, you know, this month and next month with Halloween coming up, New Year's. To get this store up to speed, you know, you have to work long hours, including hours, you know, before we open or after we close.
Did you have any moments either at the startup or sometime during recessionary periods through these almost 20 years, things got started relatively well from the beginning, or have you had some moments of real stress and concern?
Well, we were extremely happy because San Patricio opened with a bang and it continued that way. You know, even the representatives from the franchise that came in, they couldn't believe how good the sales were from the start.
San Patricio is just a great place. I mean,
and actually, from our initial investment that we took out a loan, you know, a bank loan, but from the San Patricio store, we were able get enough capital to open the Mayagüez and Bayamón stores the following year without having to get further loans or our own capital invested.
Tremendous.
So we actually reinvested the earnings of San Patricio, which is something a lot of people don't do. Some people open a business, they become successful, and all of a sudden, you know, they change the cars, they're going on trips and this and that.
They milk the business.
Right, you have to be careful, in that sense. Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised that you don't have a store in Ponce, which, you know, normally most people start San Juan and then Ponce or Caguas and Bayamón.
Well, Mayagüez was the second store because my wife and sister-in-law's families are from Mayagüez.
Right.
Okay. And actually, that store also was kind of a challenge because obviously the Mayagüez market is a much smaller market than the area of Guaynabo and Metropolitan San Juan. And it's not so easy to supervise if you're in San Juan, right, going to Mayagüez. We did make an offer that same year, I think it was 1994, to open in Ponce, but we had some problems with the potential landlord. And we simply didn't make it, and then, I don't know,
you got your hands full.
That's correct. And sometimes we think people from Ponce come to San Juan a lot.
Or they go to Mayagüez,
they can go to Mayagüez. It's not that close, but it's not that far, so. But I still think that we should put a store in Ponce at some point in time.
The funny story, with Party City and the wines, you were mentioning that your thought came to you that maybe you could put a little little stand or something to sell some of the Mallorcan wines at Party City, but the franchisor did not like the idea.
Well, I thought if major drugstore chains are selling wine and liquor,
sure.
Okay, among other things, they also sell medicine, right?
Yeah.
So what's wrong with a party goods store selling wine?
You know? I think it fits beautifully because, sure. I mean, a party's a party. You know, wine's good for parties.
Yeah,
I think,
a lot of adult parties.
They must
or
be.
Children's parties where adult people, you know, yeah. Their parents go and many times, well, they want somebody wants
they
pro- to
they
pro- open
did you,
a
do
bottle
they,
of wine.
Do they drink wine and beer? Are they teetotalers?
Who, the...
The franchisor.
I'm not sure if they're in too much wine, but anyway,
it didn't work. But that's
they came back to say that they didn't think it fit the Party City image. So
they want it clean, and everybody has their own.
But I think sometimes you have to adapt the concept to the market.
I think it's a concept that would have worked, and I can think of it really growing into wine and some things that have to do with party. I mean, so you buy the costume, you buy this and that, and then you buy some of the stuff you need to get the party going.
Sometimes people go to Party City, they for example in Halloween they buy a costume and they maybe take some soft drinks because they have a party. They don't want to go to the supermarket. They go and buy some soft drinks.
Right.
So why not wine, right?
And I know you have some knockoffs. Some people that are competing that try to do the same thing. You haven't had problems really. There's no one. I see. Operations that are called party something.
Lo and behold, a few months before we actually opened the San Patricio store, another franchise opened in San Juan. And that was kind of a shocker.
That's scary.
That was kind of a scary shocker because we thought we were going to be the first. We didn't know that somebody else was looking at it. Too bad for them and lucky for us. They didn't really exploit the market. I think in the beginning they didn't have a good location, and location,
right.
Still very important in the retail business. And so that's basically, it didn't go their way. They moved to another location, which was also not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that franchise closed. And then in reality, everything that we have is mom and pops, plus some of the major retailers that that also have, you know, like party goods, and they also have, you know, Halloween stuff and that kind of thing.
Well, if you were to say, you know, besides doing financially, as you mentioned already, being conservative and promoting it well at the beginning, of course, location, what other criteria or attributes do you think that you're able to put together the Miller for Party City to be as successful as it's been?
Well, I think the service is very good. We run these stores with more employees than normal. If you go to a Party City store in the States, you probably will see a lot less employees than in Puerto Rico. It's also very important to be in stock. You know, one of the best things that Party City has is that if you go in on October 30 or October 31st to Party City, I mean, you may not find your first choice custom, but you surely will find your second or third, which obviously is a challenge because that means Halloween is gone and we'll have a fair amount of inventory that needs to be carried over to the following year with all the consequences that we know, you know, like the property tax on inventory and so on and so forth. Well, that's really one of the keys, that is, you need to be, have sufficient inventory for people to believe that they can go and shop last minute, like Puerto Ricans tend to do, and find something reasonable to what they were looking for. And I also think that the fact that the owners, my wife's sister-in-law and my father-in-law, who's an industrial engineer, they're very organized. And the way employees are chosen, managers, they have a very formal evaluation process, actually. Sometimes I think too formal. They do they do quarterly employee evaluations, is very time-consuming.
Yes, right? Yeah.
But yeah. I think that keeps all of the employees knowing where they stand, and I think that's important.
Well, very good. Let's take a break. I'm with Jorge Cañellas, attorney and CPA, and we're talking about the couple of businesses that he's involved with. And we come back, we'll talk about the professional. Jorge Cañellas, the professional. Right back.